I hope your mind has been properly blown by the blue unicorn grass-fed ice cream by Milk and Honey. Find a seat somewhere and close your eyes. Imagine the party your taste buds are having right now. Maybe it's a dance party. Maybe it's a child's birthday party with streamers and birthday cake and screaming kids. Or perhaps it's a candlelit dinner for two. Who is there? Who is celebrating? What is the party in celebration of? Picture the party playing out in your head. Imagine what people are wearing. What's the music in the background? What's the scent in the air? What time of day is the party happening? What are the sensations on your skin? The feeling in your heart? Great. Now, briefly journey back with me through the previous links in this chain reaction of art. Bring to mind Charlie Hall's infinite disc, dangling in all its fragmented purple glory on stop one. Remember how it made you feel, standing in front of it. Recall Joshua Davis's song, Up to the Light, that it inspired. Remember its upbeat guitar and its lyric about beauty and the way things that have been shattered get put back together. Call to mind Kristen McKenzie Hussey's painting on stop three, with its wilting arrangement of flowers leaning toward the light from their shattered vase. Recall Michelle Liesick's poem on stop four about finding the beauty in brokenness, self-care, and struggle for balance in our busy, challenging lives. Reimagine your interaction with Ben Mayer's clay, rough-hewn vessel on stop five, with its smooth, glazed interior holding a secret stash of dried lavender. And finally, recall Maggie Revelle Mulzark's textile design titled Infinity, swirling in plums and magentas and oranges in a never-ending cycle. And of course, the ice cream it inspired that you're enjoying right now. What do all of these things have in common for you? Do you see a through line? A common theme? Many common themes? You might be tempted to assume everyone who's had this date shares your same exact experience, has generated the same common themes emanating from the collection of art as you have, but not so. Everyone that's experienced this chain reaction of art has painted their own private version of it, just as they've painted their own private version of life. The truth is, your truth is not the truth. It's one version that indeed is beautiful and unique and glorious and could only have been created by you and you alone. The truth is, you owe it to yourself, to me, and to others to share that beautiful version so that we might expand our own version of reality. But just as we owe each other our own humble versions of truth, we also owe it to ourselves to listen to others' differences and let their truths expand our own horizons. Everyone's version of truth is equal and valid, but also limited and in need of others' differences. Hold lightly onto your beliefs, my friend. They're as beautiful and ethereal as any one of these pieces of art that you've experienced today. Express your own version of truth generously, as you might a piece of art. Now, what will this collection of art inspire in you? A smile for a stranger? A group picnic on a secluded field? A strange story at a cocktail party? A song? A poem? A jewelry design? A fragrant candle? A stick drawing in the dirt on the side of the road? Whatever it is, create something from your experience today. I encourage you to upload that creation as an offering of your version of this experience. Don't think, oh my gosh, I'm not an artist, or my version of this experience isn't right, or someone else can do it. I challenge you to create something in under half an hour and post it below under the banner, "What do you see?" Give others the gift of your version of this chain, this art, this day, filtered through your senses. As you scrape the bottom of your cup, take a moment to thank your senses for this date, and send with me a silent prayer of gratitude to the artists who have gifted us with a new perspective of life. Please come again. Bring a date on your date next time. You'll see how differently we each perceive the world and how helpful those differences can be. Consensus is not only a walk. It's a curriculum, a podcast, a TED Talk, and a documentary. For more information on these things and on how to actually do a consensus walk of your own, please visit us at consensus.org. And thanks.